Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. And my name is Faye Odelika, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. I am super, super excited. It is April 22nd, 2016. And yes, we have another great show for you today. But before we talk about what today's show is, I just want to say that, you know, as today is a start of an important holiday, especially for Judeo-Christians and the Jewish people and group and ethnic group, because the Jewish community is not just an ethnic group, but it's also a religion, a nation, a faith. So today they're celebrating the first day of Passover. So it's going to be an interesting, interesting day. So if you have family or friends that are the Jewish faith or that respect the Jewish practice of Passover, and we'll be celebrating that this evening right when sun goes down, then I wish you all a happy Passover. I'm not sure if that's the correct greeting. And shalom to you all. As Passover, really, when we go back to what Passover is all about, it's a time in the Bible when there was a lot of plagues going on. The children of Israel or the Jewish people were under the ruling of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh would not let them go, and Moses was their deliverer with Moses and his brother Aaron. And God had did many different things in order to get Pharaoh to change his mind, to let the Jewish people go. And there was 10 different plagues. And one of the plagues was the firstborn throughout the land was murdered. And to protect the Jewish family and the Jewish people from having the death angel pass over their home, they had to take blood from a slaughtered lamb, because back then in the Old Testament, in sacrificing an atonement for sins, they would slaughter lambs, and it had to be a perfect lamb with no blotches, no disabilities or everything, because God was perfect. And in order to rekindle that relationship with God, because of the fall of man and because of our human nature and our sin, they had to slaughter the blood of the lamb in order to atone for their sins. So at this time, they would have to take the blood of the slaughtered lamb and put it over their doorpost so the death angel would not pass over them. So hence the celebration, the holiday, and the commencement of Passover. So just wanted to give that tidbit for you all today. So it's a very, very important day for many people who are either of Christian faith, who respect the Jewish practice, since Jesus was a Jew, or those who are Jewish. So it'll be exciting, because I get to have a new experience this evening. So I'm really, really excited about that. I won't be sharing any details until after this evening. So you definitely want to make sure you check me out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and any other social media platforms that we're on. So that is definitely something that will be happening this evening. But on to what our show is about today, which I think is very, very important, is talking about new leaders on the rise. And the reason why I think this is important, because as I had an interesting experience actually this afternoon, as I was speaking to a younger millennium. I'm at the cusp of not being considered a millennium, right at the border. And I had an opportunity to speak to a younger millennial. And as I was speaking to the younger millennial, very intelligent, well-educated, working in one industry, and having worked in one industry for a couple of years, realize they want to be more entrepreneurial, they want to start their own business, and they're looking to venture outside of their comfortable corporate America job. And having a conversation with this younger millennial and talking about how our parents and our grandparents, they were accustomed to being in one company, being one job, one career for the rest of their lives. And there was a big emphasis on loyalty in that respect. But as younger generations, especially the millennial generation X and younger, we're more of doing what pleases us, as opposed to the status quo of being with a company for 20, 30 years, getting our pension plan, retirement from that company. It's more of finding out what our interests are. And actually, the average number of careers that someone will have is about 4. So for me, it was kind of difficult, because I had the mindset, I'm an old soul, and I had the mindset of I would be a nurse for the rest of my life because that's the career I started off with, so that's the career I have to end with. But the economic crash and other different things in life have shifted that to where I've had different career paths, still in healthcare, still public service, helping people, but in different capacities. And that opportunity has been, you know, besides being a healthcare professional, I'm also an educator, I'm a small business owner, I'm an author, a speaker, a community activist, a philanthropist. And so there's many different roles that I play. So when I spoke to this younger millennial, I encouraged him to say, you know, find out what's true to you, find out what your purpose or passion is, and live with it, because at the end of the day, you never want to be 60, 70 years old or even older and say you had a lot of regrets that you never were able to fulfill that goal or dream in your life. So today we'll be talking about new leaders and new leaders on the rise, and how I truly believe in intergenerational relationships. I believe that the older generation should be training and having conversation and empowering the younger generations. I actually had an opportunity this week to speak to a group, a civic/social service organization, and most of their members at this meeting were of an older generation. And so I talked about the importance of service cross-generationally. You know, when we talk about the older generation, how they have so much insight and wisdom that they should be imparting it on the younger generation, and they should be sharing their experiences, their life history with their young people in their family or young people that they come across and that they meet. So it's interesting, as I've had various opportunities to be involved in different organizations, I've always been involved in leadership in one way, shape, or form. I've had different opportunities to hold leadership roles and leadership positions. But in this current season of my life, I'm really, really excited because I've seen leadership in so many different levels. But in this specific season of my life, I see leadership as a way of almost branding and putting ground into something solid. And I say that to say because I've been in leadership organizations, I've been involved in leadership in one way, shape, or form all my life, from the time that I can remember, from being a child in church and still helping in a children's ministry, even though I was a child myself, as well as being in Girl Scouts and other different activities after school, extracurricular activities, different organizations in the community, politically, through my family, through my uncle, through other different organizations and other different opportunities. And I was just so intrigued that in the different organizations that I'm currently involved with now, how it's helping me to really have solid core foundation of who I am. Because when we involve in leadership, and when someone is either the conversation or the question is always asked, are leaders born or made? And I think it's a nature nurture kind of conversation. It's like, which came first, the chicken or the egg? And I think it's actually something that's intertwined. Many people may have strong leadership abilities, and then there may be many people who don't have strong leadership abilities, but I truly believe that you can cultivate those abilities. You can cultivate your leadership skill sets, whether you're born with it. I believe and know that I'm a natural leader. And then I've met people who kind of blossom into their leadership roles later on in life. And so when we talk about that, there's many different leadership organizations taking place from a national level, international level, state level, regional level, and local level. And some of the organizations that I'm currently involved in that have provided me that platform, and one of them that is so dear to my heart is New Leaders Council. The New Leaders Council is a progressive organization that helps leaders cultivate those skill sets, either sharpen them or build them up in their infant stages. Because at this point, in most of the leaders that I've encountered in the New Leaders Council, they've had past experiences with leadership, but it's actually taking those skill sets and that opportunity to the next level. So had an opportunity. You just never know what one opportunity will lead to another. So as I'm part, at the time I was a board member for the Broward County Human Rights Board, and this year I'm the vice chair for the Human Rights Board, and having the opportunity to meet one of my great colleagues, Mr. Jason Blank. I met him last year through the board. He's also a fellow board member of the Broward County Human Rights Board, and we had great opportunities to build our relationship. He's a great guy. He's an attorney, has a great heart. He's a great service guy, has great leadership skills, is also funny too, which I also think is very important to surround yourself around funny people. Because if you hang around people who take themselves too seriously, it just sucks out the enjoyment of life. But if you are surrounded around people who have a good sense of humor and know how to have fun, it's always good too. So shout out to Jason Blank. And he nominated me for New Leaders Council, which I slightly heard about here and there, but I really did not understand the organization. So I went out to their meet and greet social event to kind of get people to know what New Leaders is about, meet their alum, meet those who are currently involved in the organization and those who are thinking about getting the organization. And we are so fortunate, well, even though I'm in Miami-Dade, but I'm connected to the Broward chapter, the Broward County chapter, one of the founding members was Representative Chevron Jones, who is a representative covering the west side of Broward, so to speak. I believe parts of West Park, Pembroke Pines, a little bit of Miramar, I believe, and Hollywood. But don't quote me on that. If you'd like to know more information about what area Representative Chevron Jones covers, definitely you want to look that up. But he is a young, progressive state legislator who has so much passion and drive to bring New Leaders Council to Broward because it was already in Miami-Dade, and I believe they were already in Palm Beach, and Broward was not in that conversation yet. So he was one of those founding members who brought the organization to Broward, and hence, 2-3 years later, the opportunity where a number of emerging leaders have gone through this organization, and it's a great way to connect with like-minded people. It is it's not just for those who want to get involved in public policy, politics, or government. It's everyone. I have classmates who are in education and finance, who are legal, who are public servants, who are business owners. I mean, it's just a wide array of group of people involved in the organization, and I think I am lucky, even though I'm in Miami-Dade, to be connected to the class, the fellows class of 2016 for the Broward chapter, because my class, my fellow fellows, we have such great connection and opportunities, and it's so interesting when you're in a room full of people, about 20 people, give or take, who are like-minded, who have a passion and drive to make a difference in the community, who have a passion and drive to do great things in the community, who have a passion and drive to better themselves most of all. Because I truly believe that leadership starts within, and that the reason why I say in this season of my life that I feel that this organization has helped me bring a solid core foundation to who I am, because I've always been a leader. But as anything else, there's different seasons of your life, and there's different opportunities and different growth that take place. And I think it's such the right time that as I am a candidate for State Representative House District 108 in Miami-Dade County, as I'm a candidate for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Woman of the Year for the South Palm Beach chapter, as I am a philanthropist, a small business owner, a public servant, healthcare professional, I mean, the list goes on and on and on about the different things that I do. But I think being connected and involved in New Leaders Council has truly helped me to be that person that I was meant to be, to help me to be ready for that next step, which is to run for office and hopefully be the next representative for House District 108 in Miami-Dade County. But it's also an opportunity to, I believe, being in your 20s and 30s, which most of the people I believe are in their average early 30s, it's so many different transitions that go on in life. It's like in your teen years, you're under the supervision of your parents. You're kind of figuring out who you are. Your 20s, you're out on your own for the first time, whether in college or you moved away from home or you went into the workforce. And you're kind of trying to find who you truly are, what you're made of. You know, you get to really experience life. And then when you're in 30s, it kind of all comes together, so to speak. And that's why I was telling this younger millennial that I was speaking to earlier today that I said I really enjoy my 30s. My 30s have truly, I think, is I haven't reached the rest of my life yet, but up until now, my 30s is such a great time because of the insight and the information and the wisdom and just all the things that I've been through in life. It's just given me so much of who I am and the confidence, and not to say confidence of knowing who I am, but the confidence of what is my purpose in life and what am I made of. And so that's why, for me, the New Leaders Council has been a great organization to give me that. It's provided me connections with individuals who are like-minded. It's provided me opportunities and access to the alumni, to the local board, to the national board, and to other organizations, almost kind of like a fraternity sorority, so to speak. Because wherever you go, when you say you're part of New Leaders Council, I meant the connection is there. For instance, I was at Starbucks in Miami Shores, and I connected with someone and come to find out he was a part of New Leaders Council. And actually going to another event, actually a conference in Miami, connected with someone else who was part of New Leaders Council. So it's a great way to connect with people because it's almost like this big network of individuals who are like-minded, who went through a similar process, understanding the different information that they provide. We talk about different things, such about how do you brand yourself, messaging, communication, fundraising. We also have to do different projects to kind of better ourselves and better our community. So there's a lot of different things that go on in New Leaders Council. And for me, I thank Mr. Jason Blank so much for the opportunity in nominating me. And I think the board and those who are part of the recruitment and the enrollment process who have given me this opportunity to be a part of such an elite group of people, a group of individuals who are truly committed to a cause, who are truly to make a difference in the world. And it's just a great, great platform. And so I am just truly honored that I'm able to be a part of this organization. And really, wanting to say that we should encourage emerging leaders. We should encourage those who have such ambition and drive to make a difference in the world. We should encourage those who are willing to really be in the forefront of whatever industry, whatever cause, or whatever passion or connection that they have in making our world a better place. And so I always encourage the older generation, hence even on the old soul, I love to be engaged with the older generation and talking about their experience in life and talking about what advice would they give to younger generations. But I also say to the new leaders, to the emerging leaders, to the millennials and those who are younger, don't ever allow anyone to tell you who you are or who you aren't. Truly find your own path. And when you find your own path, live it out to your true self, to your authentic self. Because when you truly live out who you were meant to be, then you're truly able to allow your gifts and talents to shine. You're truly able to do all the great things that you were meant to be. So as New Leaders Council, NLC is a great opportunity. I encourage all those emerging leaders, if you're truly looking for an organization to connect with, if you're truly looking for an organization where you'll be around like-minded individuals to get the skill sets that you need, whatever capacity, whatever industry you are involved in, then I encourage you to check out your New Leaders Council chapters wherever you are. I know they have it in D.C., Baltimore, Atlanta, Illinois, New Jersey, New York. We have the three different ones in South Florida, the Palm Beach, which I have a colleague of mine in. I know some people in the Miami-Dade chapter, and I am in the Broward chapter. And so there's many different chapters throughout the nation that you could look into. And also they have their national conference or retreat coming up later on in this year, I believe in July and December. And so if you're looking for an opportunity to really engage yourself in New Leaders Council, I definitely encourage you to check out the website, www.nlc.com, and find out what chapters near you. Find out when do they have the recruitment event taking place, or how can you be involved, and even talk to individuals who have already been through the process and ask them their experience, and they'll hopefully be able to nominate you, or you'll be able to nominate yourself and get involved in such an organization. But one other thing as well is that we're also raising money for the next class. And the next class, every class prior to the class that comes into the incoming class, they raise about $20,000. So this year, my class is obligated to raise $20,000 so we can assist the incoming class. So it's an organization that is little to no cost to be involved in, but it's all about fundraising so the next class can have better opportunities, better resources, be able to go at little to no cost in attending a New Leaders Council, which is a few months, about 6 months, once a month you meet for a weekend, get involved, engage, you connect with like-minded people, you get to hear from great speakers and presenters and other people who are doing similar things that you're doing or to help you to broaden yourself, and also they provide opportunities for mentorship and you be able to work at a professional development, your personal development, your leadership development, all those different skill sets. So we are having various events coming up. You can definitely check out my Facebook page to be connected with me on for the New Leaders Council events. So also you can check out New Leaders Council on Facebook, and I believe we also have a Twitter page, and it's New Leaders Council Broward. You can just type that into the search, and it'll give you the Facebook page as well as the Twitter connection. And so if you are someone who believes in leadership, whether you are a young person yourself or you're an older person and you believe in investing in others, I urge you and I ask you to help us to raise this $20,000 so we can definitely help the incoming class to have all they need in order to continue having an organization that is all about equipping and training progressive leaders, no matter what capacity they are involved in, no matter what party, it's a nonpartisan organization. And so it's really just encouraging new leaders to know that there is an organization that is there to help them take them leadership, their selves, their ideas, their dreams to the next level. So New Leaders Council is that organization. The website is www.newleader.nlc.com, and you definitely could check us out on Facebook for the local chapter as well as on Twitter, and that's NLC Broward. You can put that in the search box of either Facebook or Twitter, and you'll be able to connect with us there. And also you can connect with me as well, Fayola Delica, on Facebook, where you'll find more information as we have an event coming up May 25th. We have tickets on sale. You can find out more information on the website, on our on my Facebook page. And as well as realizing that to be the best person and the version of yourself, you have to invest in yourself. And so I say that from experience, investing yourself is the best way. We invest ourselves when we want to get education. We invest ourselves when we want to get a job or move up the corporate ladder. But when do we invest in our leadership skills? Everyone is a leader, whether you feel like you were born a leader or made a leader. I believe everyone has a seed of leadership in them. It depends on how you cultivate it. It depends on how much time you nurture it. It's just like anything else. If you don't feed it, it won't grow. So feed your leadership skill sets with New Leaders Council, which is a great organization to help emerging leaders to get the things that they need to connect with people like them and to be able to become the best leader they were meant to be, the best version of themselves. So I'm really, really excited about this event we have coming up May 25th. But most of all, I'm excited about you all who are wanting to donate. If you are wanting to donate to the organization, please go ahead and give me a call, and we'll provide you more information about how you can donate to our organization. My number is 954-562-7706. Again, that number is 954-562-7706. As well as you can connect with me, you can email me at info@FayolaDelicaLLC.com, and just make sure in the subject box you put NLC, New Leaders Council or NLC, and that email address once again is info@FayolaDelicaLLC.com. So please check out New Leaders Council. Please help us to raise this $20,000. Please come out to our event May 25th as we are preparing for the fellows class of 2017 and raising money so that we can continue have an organization that is committed to the cause of raising up the next group of progressive leaders. My name is Fayola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. We are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. I do apologize. We did take some time off, but we are back on the air and looking forward to connecting with you all. Thank you all to my loyal listeners. And know that you can always connect with us. Know that we will always keep you in prayer. If you have any prayer requests, definitely connect with us on social media. We'll definitely be on our knees to cry out to God on your behalf. And so I thank you all for continuing listening to the show. Just know that if you have a friend that is Jewish or you you're practicing Judeo-Christian, happy Passover to you. Shalom. Realize that it's the weekend. Today is Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Take time to relax because life is too short. We may work hard, but we also should play hard as well. So I look forward to seeing you guys next Friday and know that there are some great things coming up. My kickoff event for my candidacy for State Representative House District 108 is taking place Thursday, April 28th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Old King Restaurant off 136 and West 60 Highway. We are so, so excited. We are blasting all that on our social media as well as our mailing list. So we do look forward to having you there as well. And if you can't come, you can also donate to the campaign as well. But please do not forget about New Leaders Council. That's www.nlc.com. And definitely connect with the Broward chapter. And you can go to our Facebook page or our Twitter page and type in NLC Broward in the search box of those social media platforms and find us and connect with us. And also, most of all, donate or come out to our event May 25th. Don't forget to buy your ticket. You all take care. Enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye.